Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, I don't know about this more sports, more interviews guy. Who is it?
Yeah, apparently some guy on Twitter was like, more sports, more interviews, and they made a big deal of it on with Sedano. And look, this is the show. This is the station.
Yeah, we've only been doing it for 25
sports,
years.
We goof around. We have fun. We do all of it and are capable of doing all of it.
Here, you want to know what the guy said? I can tell you. He said, here I was thinking that if you guys talked more sports, do more interviews, take more callers, you wouldn't have to spend days, nights trying to think up silly bits and shtick to pass time. Do you think your listeners really tune in to find out if you're going to cut off an eyebrow? And I said, yes. That's the short answer. And the long answer, also yes.
There you go.
By the way, final score of the final fantasy football game of the year. Mason's team, the Silence of the Rams, 27. And my team, Irish Luck, 77. You lost your last game by 50 points.
Well, and part of it, I mean, I had no combination of winning. But Jalen Hurts, they ended up pulling him out of that game. So I had to start. The only other quarterback I had was Zach Wilson, who did absolutely nothing. So that was just
Why is Zach Wilson doing on your roster?
Because I needed a backup quarterback in case something happened to Jalen Hurts, and sure enough, I did manage to make the switch just in the nick of time to give me Zach Wilson's terrible production. But at least I had another quarterback to go to.
This was my greatest season ever as a fantasy football manager. I allowed the most points in the league by a lot.
Yep.
And I still finished in the money. Barely. I finished fifth. But I allowed, you and I both allowed, oh wait, you passed me. When I scored the 77 points, you allowed 1,171 points, and I allowed 1,161 points.
There were moments where I thought, okay, like I lost a game 95 to 92. I'm like, oh, come on.
So what did we do to deserve that? You and I were, nobody else even allowed like 1,110.
Yeah, the most scored upon teams in the league.
Yeah, that was, wow. We got hammered this year. We played defense like the Rams yesterday in the second half.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, speaking of, is that caller still online? Juan in Diamond Bar in line 5. Is Juan still there?
Hey, Juan.
Hey, Juan.
Hello.
You're on the air, man.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Sorry, Juan.
Sorry, Juan. Your phone's no good. But he says it was Raheem Morris's fault, the defensive coordinator. Now, Raheem Morris has a long resume in the NFL. He used to be a head coach. Where do you draw the line between where do you blame the coach and where do you blame the players? I mean, because they have talented players, but the Niners kind of carved him up in the second half.
Well, they didn't tackle well at all.
Is that on the coach?
Doesn't the coach always get the onus of the blame? I mean, last year, for all intents and purposes, they had the same defensive players, and Brandon Staley was the defensive coordinator, and they had among the top defenses in the league. I don't know where they ranked this year, but they weren't as good as they were last year.
In the Baltimore game, they were great. In this game, they weren't.
Historically, yeah, I don't know where they ranked this year versus last year. Do you?
I don't, but my thought is that overall they were what did they finish? 12-5?
12-5.
Pretty good. You know, you'll take 12-5. Would I replace Raheem Morris? Probably not. You know?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. I mean, I'm not sure that it's him. I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't want to talk about what happens after, but, you know, like Von Miller's probably not likely to be here next year. There are things that are going to happen. There are dominoes that are going to fall.
Right. And they've changed things every year.
Yeah, they will. I don't know if you can blame Raheem Morris. I mean, I don't know. Do you blame the coordinator when the coordinating sucks?
I think some of the time you do. Although, you know, McVay, that was the first time McVay's blown a halftime lead since he's been a head coach.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's 43-1 now.
And I thought we had that thing totally in the bag, up 17-0. I thought we are good. When Brandon Powell had that punt return, I was like, yeah, man, everything is going our way. And then they kicked that field goal at the end of the first half, and I thought, we are in trouble. Down 17-3, I turned to Juan and I said, I think we're in trouble here. They get the ball first in the second half, and sure enough, 49ers.
But these NFL games have been so good. I mean, they just like, I know the Rams lost yesterday, and I know the Chargers lost yesterday. But if you invest 3 hours of your time in those games at the end, it's just like, wow, what did I just watch? They've been unbelievable. And So hopefully the playoffs live up to the hype.
By the way, I wanted to mention, I've got the Super Bowl odds as of today. Green Bay is the favorite. They're 13-4. Kansas City is second. They're 19-4. Bills and Tampa, both 8-1.
What's Tennessee?
Tennessee's 17-2, so basically close to 8-1. And then the Rams and Cowboys are both 10-1. The Raiders are 40-1. The third longest shot in the field. Longest shot in the field is Philly.
Give me $2,000 on Tennessee.
$2,000 mythical dollars on Tennessee.
Yeah.
At 17-2 odds. You go ahead and do the math there, Bergman.
I get $17,000 if I win. So, Bergman, I have 119,000 right now, and I could be under 100 if I lose all these bets. I now got 10 on the Niners. I got 10 on Alabama tonight, and I got 2 on Tennessee. So, I've got to bet before the football season runs out because I can't bet basketball.
Oh, that's right. You got to get your money on the table.
Yeah.
Get your money on the table.
Well, I got 22,000 on the table right now, and you guys don't have any. So I'm trying to make up for lost time.
Yes. All right. Greg, tell me who's on the phones.
I've got him. You want to go back to the phones? Yeah. John, Westlake Village. Hey, on line 6. Hey, John, you're on 7.
Here I am.
Hey, what's going on, John?
Hey, guys. Cornell Moore High Class of 1970.
Wow, you're old school.
Yeah, I'm old school. I went to Balboa Stadium, watched Tobin Roach, Lance Allers, Keith Lincoln.
Nice.
Although, let's call the Chargers what it is. In the last 30 years, they've had one defensive superstar, Junior Seau, two offensive superstar players, Antonio Gates and LT, and maybe Phillip Rivers.
No Dan Fouts?
No Lance Allers?
30 years.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay, so you're going back further. Okay.
All right, so what's your...
It all goes down to the family that owns that team. They don't spend the money for the players.
Well, I like their roster, John. I just think that they had an opportunity to go for it, and they didn't. You know, that was the problem. And thanks, John, for the phone call.
Thanks, John.
Hey, like, Ron in Simi Valley is on line 4. Ron, are you still there?
I'm here, John.
Hey,
how are you today?
I'm excellent, Ron. Thank you for calling in. Now, you say you have an explanation for why Staley didn't go for two at the end of the game.
Well, I believe it's only my opinion, but I think the reason, John, was he would have gone for two if a win was the only way to the playoffs. But because a tie also got him, would get the Chargers into the playoffs, those odds swayed him, I believe, to just go for the extra point.
Well, here's the thing, though.
That's probably fair.
It makes complete sense, Ron, but he's the guy that says analytically that you go for it on 4th-and-2. He did it earlier in the game from his own 18-yard line. If you're going to go on your own 18-yard line, why wouldn't you go with a chance to win the game?
Well, as I said, I think a tie also got you in there. But
sure.
Another interesting thing, John, and you know it was a crazy day.
Right.
What really would have been super surreal if Carlson misses that field goal, which team celebrates more on the field?
Oh, good question.
Hmm.
Well, the Chargers would because they'd be in.
Yeah, Chargers probably would, and the Raiders, it would feel like a loss at that point.
Yeah, they would. They were in even before he kicked it, but the Chargers, if he missed it, would be smiling because they'd be in. But it's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Thanks, Ron, for the
phone call. By the way, don't you think that Rich Bisaccia or Bisaccia gets the job?
Depends who else is available. Depends who comes out of the woodwork. Would you rather have him or Harbaugh?
I just don't know how you take that job. They clearly played for him.
Right. Well, the USC played for Coach O. They didn't give it to him. You were at the Coach O win over Stanford and Andrew Luck.
Yeah, but then he ended up losing. Didn't we lose to UCLA that year?
Yeah, but I mean,
you can't lose to your biggest rival. I mean, they got into the playoffs at a point when, I mean, the Gruden thing all fell apart and somehow got on a run and got him into the playoffs. I don't know. I would, if I was Rich Bisaccia, I'd expect the job.
Yeah, well, I mean, he can expect all he wants, but if Brian Flores is out there and Jim Harbaugh is out there and who else knows who else is out there, I mean, I think you gotta consider your options. You know, I always think back to Mark Jackson was the coach at Golden State, and he made the playoffs, and they lost in 7 games in the first round. But everybody said, that's a team on the rise, Golden State, and those guys, Steph and Clay, are really good. They fired him and brought in Steve Kerr, and everybody said, well, how can you fire him? He made the playoffs. He took it to 7 games. Well, Steve Kerr was better. So Rich Bisaccia is good, but if you think you can do better, they're not going to bring him back. We'll see, though.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I think it's either him or Zach Taylor for Coach of the Year.
I think it's Zach Taylor because Cincinnati's such a dumpster fire. You know, it's like Mike Brown's the cheapest owner in the NFL. Nobody's ever won there, and he won the division. He beat the Steelers and the Ravens. I mean, that's pretty good.
All right, we'll get some more of your calls coming up. Also, John, on a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive do you think you are? Don't give the answer.
Okay.
Don't give the answer, but think about it. And Taylor, you think about it. And Bergman, you think about it, too. We'll diddle around with that also. Plus your calls about yesterday's monumental day in the NFL. Rams heartbreakingly lose after a 17-0 lead. They did. I mean, I'm going to use the word. I'm going to use the C word. Choke. They choked. Plus the Raiders eliminate the Chargers from the playoffs. And Rich Bisaccia takes the silver and black to the playoffs. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't believe they do. It's that rivals McVay's. No,
No, not really.
No, not really. There you go. That's McVay.
Get it.
Didn't get it at the end of regulation yesterday. Ran the ball three times just to make San Francisco burn their timeouts and handed the ball over to them. Where's the aggressiveness there? Could have used a little touch of the Brandon Staley there. Go for it mentality there.
Right.
No, not really.
Yeah, there you go.
Not really. It says coach.
So since they play on Monday, Greg, will we get McVay this week?
We probably will have to talk to artists about it, but it might happen on Thursday because
hopefully.
Of that.
We should. Good. I'm here Thursday. I'm in Sacramento.
Yeah, you're traveling again, right?
Yeah, this week. I'm missing Tuesday and Friday, but I'm here Thursday. And then I'm doing the show from Sacramento on Wednesday.
Oh, that's a glamour spot.
It is against a glamour franchise. now, why did you ask me how attractive I think?
Oh, yeah, So here's the deal. There is a
nationwide, a very specific answer about this.
Yeah, a poll of 1,000 men. Poll of 1,000 men.
Okay.
The question is, how attractive are you on a scale of 1 to 10? How attractive are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
So this is how I would answer that question. Where I live now in L.A.,
yep,
solid 6. When I lived in Beaumont, Texas, 8.5.
So you are an 8.5 in Beaumont, and you're a 6 here.
Yeah. What do you think?
I would argue you were also a 6 in Beaumont.
Okay. So what? So you don't think you were higher in Ohio?
No. I think I was the same. By the way, what do you think men? Okay. So Bergman, what do you think?
For me?
Yeah. For you.
A 6, especially like an LA 5, but regular 6.
Taylor?
I'm an Iowa 9.
Yeah.
And then Taylor knows what's up.
Yeah. And in LA, go up to 7. 7.5.
All right. I like
Ooh, 7.5. Look at
7.5, Taylor.
Your confidence. All right, Mace, what are you saying, like 9 anywhere?
I am going to put myself at 8.5.
Okay.
And a 10 in Toledo.
Well, that's what I just said. You're higher in Ohio.
So what do you think the average guy rates? In other words, they asked 1,000 men. If you averaged all their answers, what do you think it comes out to?
7.
6. It
comes out to a 5.9, basically a 6.
Huh.
Guys are actually fairly humble about it. Now, you know what the big deciding thing is? The average guy is 5'10".
Okay.
Guys who are 6 foot and higher think they are more attractive than guys who are under 6 feet.
So apparently, height is a thing.
Taylor? Height is a thing. I always, as a goal, I dreamt of being 6 feet tall.
Taylor, how tall are you?
5'10.5.
6'5.
There you go.
See, there it is. He thinks he's better looking than he is because he's 6'5".
So I'm in between 6 and 6'1, but I always just say 6.
Yeah, but you're 6'1 with your hair.
Well, that's true. And if I wear a hat, like 6'2.5.
Yeah, correct.
Especially if I wear like a Richard Schiff kind of hat, like a derby hat, then I'm way up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess it is true that where we're from makes a difference.
Well, I mean, and think about it. Like, there are a lot more better-looking people in L.A.
Yeah, this is a tough town to be good-looking in.
And the best-looking girl from every high school in the country ends up here because they all tell them, oh, well, you're so beautiful, you're, like, the best-looking girl I've ever seen, blah, blah, blah. And then they get out to California, and it's like, oh, no, everyone here is good-looking.
Everyone is good-looking.
Right.
So Laura's here, and she can give us all ratings since she's a
female. Oh, Laura!
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey, Laura, you do have a little bit of voice left. Last night I was worried about you. Last night, Laura's voice, Laura worked the Laker game last night, and her voice after attending the Ram game was, Laura, that's probably as bad as I've ever heard your voice. Is that as bad as it's ever been?
Not as bad as it's ever been, but definitely as bad as I've, since I've been here.
Today you sound good.
Yeah, a lot of tea. Amanda said no talking.
and then we threw it around the
end. Yeah, well, you're going to talk today. Laura, by the way, yesterday was I'm all wrapped up in the game. I'm like wound super tight in this game. Laura, I keep getting texts. I'm in section 347. Let me buy you a drink. I'm like,
24,
I would love to hang out. I would love, but I mean, I'm in the middle of a game. Now, you went there with a stranger, didn't you?
No, I did not. I went with a friend who used to actually work for the Rams. He was a photographer for the Rams before, but technically, I guess a stranger did give me tickets, but I went with a friend.
Well, here's the thing. We could partially blame the loss on Laura because, what? Laura, when you left, weren't the Rams ahead?
Actually, yeah, because I left during third because I had to be here and got stuck in traffic. So, yeah, I didn't see the ending of it.
Yeah. From your text messages, it sounds like you were having a lot of fun.
Well, I was trying to, I couldn't drink myself like that, so I was buying everybody else drinks.
Oh, good for you.
Because I said, I have to go to work. So I got Jesse, who used to work here, got a lot of the drinks and his friend and my friend.
So, Laura, you said that you can rate each of us.
Yes.
Me, Bergman, Ireland, and Taylor.
Laura, Bergman has rated himself, Bergman and I have both rated ourselves as 6s.
Okay.
Would you go higher or lower?
Higher.
Okay.
Hey.
Nice. Mason claims he is an 8.5.
Higher.
Wow. Thank you, Laura.
Taylor claims he's an Iowa 9.
I heard that.
What do you think?
I told Greg when I walked in, I was like, you guys are so not nice to you guys, to yourselves.
I think we should all give ourselves higher rankings.
You guys should all give yourselves a 10, definitely.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And then I said Taylor deserves an 11 or a 12 just because of the added height.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Tall guys, it is true about tall guys. They think they're better looking than they are.
I think they are better
because
looking.
Because we're told that.
That's true.
Yeah, I was giving somebody a hard time about height on Saturday. And he goes, I swear, if I was only 3 inches taller, it would be a different conversation.
See, but don't we have to be realistic with ourselves? Like, being realistic, knowing I am not a 10. I know, walking around,
no,
I am
Greg,
not a 10.
If you were in Beaumont, Texas, you'd be a 10.
Oh, actually, I agree with that. But but here in L.A., I know. Like, I'm not that guy with the, you know, the blonde flowing hair and blue eyes and
blonde,
super tall.
I mean, I don't know what girls you've been talking to. I mean, want a blonde flowing hair guy, but okay.
You want the guy with the man bun, right? You're all
no,
about the
no,
man
no,
bun?
No man bun. But no, I think, look, I say confidence goes a long way. So if you tell yourself I'm a 10 and you act accordingly, then women think you're a 10.
So act like a 10.
Yeah.
There you
go.
Just don't be, don't be mean or... and ask.
So you know what's coming up at 3 o'clock, Laura? You'll be excited about this.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's called What Else You Need to Know.
Oh, good, because I'm not doing What You Need to Know today since we're only on for an hour.
Excellent. Yeah. So at 3 o'clock, What Else You Need to Know. That's right. We got the national championship game coming up today, so we'll have that for you here on 710. And then Laura will do What Else You Need to Know coming up at 3 o'clock. Ireland, are you a fan of the What You Need to Know on Sedano and Cap?
I don't think I've heard it.
Oh, God, it's the best. What time do you do that? Is it 4 o'clock?
It's the 55, so 4:55 and 5:55.
That's the best. Laura throws out the best stuff. So we'll do something on that coming up. All right, we'll get back to it. Yesterday, monumental day in the NFL. It was thrilling from beginning to end. You had Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Pittsburgh playing for a playoff spot. That thing goes to overtime. You had the Rams and the 49ers. Sadly, I just felt like we choked in that game. But we'll talk about that. We lose in overtime, but we still win the division. We get Arizona a week from today. The Raiders, they kick a field goal at the end of regulation. Were they trying to? Were you trying to? We'll get all that stuff coming up. By the way, Boss Amanda says we're all sixes. Thank you, Amanda. Oh, and Taylor is an eight.
Wow, good work, Taylor.
You got your height working for you, man. Yep. You're working
that's
that
height. All it is, yeah. See, realistic. We were realistic. John and I said what we thought we actually were, and Amanda agrees with us.
Well, she's Sixes. The boss.
Yeah.
She's the boss.
All right, Mace, also, when we come back, I've got a big piece of baseball news. I want you to tell me if it's something or nothing.
Okay, cool. We'll do that coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Carlo B tweets, question, how come the coolest stadium in the league has a poor food menu? You said the same thing, Ireland.
Yeah, I believe that.
What is wrong with the food menu?
Not enough variety. There's a very limited array of options.
Do you order stuff other than a hot dog at a ball game?
I couldn't even get a hot dog.
You couldn't get a hot dog?
I could
Why?
Not. There was not one in the section where I was sitting. There was a Mexican food place, there was a pizza place, and there was a like generic kind of sandwichy place, but I couldn't get a hot dog. And you could not get any type of a hot liquid. It was kind of a cold day. You couldn't get coffee, tea, Irish coffee, nothing. No
drinks. You were looking for tea.
Well, my voice was going, but I was really looking for, like, coffee or anything hot, and there's no hot liquid anywhere in SoFi. The food options...
Do you think you can get a tea at Dodger Stadium?
I know you can.
You can get a tea?
Yeah. You get hot water, and then you could, you know... But
Bring
yeah,
your
you
own
get,
tea bag?
Yeah, but I mean, that's... I'm just saying that the you asked me about the food. The food is extremely limited. Like, you can walk out of where your seats are and go buy a hot dog at the very first concession stand you see.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't. I could not where I was. I actually went up and walked around on the main concourse.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I could have found a hot dog up there, but it wasn't easy.
Because you hate lines.
I didn't even... if I would have seen one, I would have waited because I was kind of hungry. But I just don't think they have a lot of variety. They'll get there. It's the very first year of the stadium. I mean, they'll get there. But it's not an unfair complaint. It's a spectacular visual stadium.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, every time I walk in there, I'm like, wow.
But they'll get better with the food. Like Dodger Stadium now, it didn't used to be this way.
They've got every restaurant in the world.
It's great with
stadium.
Food. Yeah, you can get anything you want there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they got to get. All right, so here's my baseball story. I want you to tell me if it's something or nothing.
Okay.
Andrew Marchand, who is the media writer for the New York Post.
And I will tell you right up front, always right.
Okay.
Always right.
Says Apple in serious talks to broadcast Major League Baseball games. He says, I will have some media news very soon. Apple would take over the MLB contract. Something or nothing?
Well, it's 100% something. I mean, Andrew Marchand does not get things wrong.
All right, Mace, if this happens, I think it's an absolute game changer in sports because Amazon has built a sports department. I got a couple of friends working over there.
Yeah.
And if Apple and Amazon get involved in rights fees, they'll get whatever they want. They have unlimited bankrolls. And that means streaming becomes the main way we watch sports. And CBS, NBC, ABC, you know, all the major networks right now have the NFL.
Yeah.
Amazon's got Thursday nights for next year.
Yes.
If that goes well for them.
Exclusively, by the way, next year, right? It's not also on the NFL network.
Correct.
Think it exclusively on Amazon.
If that goes well for them and they decide to, you know, come after the NBA and Major League Baseball and stuff like that, all the sports we watch are going to be streamed because they have too much money to stay out of the game.
God, isn't it weird? It's like, so I'm, you have a smart TV, right?
I do.
Okay. So now cable has become almost irrelevant for me.
Right.
I think I'm paying more for streaming than I am for cable.
I still pay DirecTV.
I got Apple Plus, I got Hulu, I got Amazon Prime, I've got ESPN Plus, I basically have everything on my smart TV. I almost don't need cable anymore. What do I need cable for?
Well, Bergman doesn't have it. He hasn't had it for years.
But do you have streaming services, Bergman?
Yeah, I got all the streaming services, and I probably pay more than I would for cable.
True.
I still pay DirecTV, but I don't know how much longer I'll do that. The only reason
I'm trying to think what I need from cable that I don't get from streaming.
Dodgers.
Like, I get all my ESPN stuff from
streaming. Yeah, you need
streaming.
You need the Dodger Network.
The Dodger Network, right.
And you need the Lakers.
That.
But they also offer a streaming option if you subscribe, but I think you need to pay for it through a traditional cable service. I could be wrong about this, but if you want to get the Dodger Network and the Laker Network, the way I get them is through DirecTV. And so I can watch them on my DirecTV app if I'm on the road. Have you ever tried to watch the Dodger Network when you're away from home?
No. Does it work?
Yeah. But you got to have a vehicle to do it. You got to have like the Spectrum Sports app or whatever they call it. But that's if Apple and Amazon start getting involved, it's a game changer.
Yeah, at the very least, it's going to drive rights fees.
Correct.
I mean, all of a sudden, if NBC is bidding against Apple and ESPN, all that stuff, it's going to drive. It's good for the leagues. It's really good for the leagues that there's going to be more competition, I think. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll hang on to cable for the time being. But man. Sooner or later, I think we're just going to enter a streaming world, and we're basically creating the same system. I mean, you pay a bunch for cable. Now we're paying a bunch for streaming. If we wind up streaming everything and we get rid of cable, we're going to be paying the same amount for cable
Correct.
That we're paying for streaming. So it's six of one, half dozen of another.
And that's why Netflix is so content-driven, and so is Hulu, and so is Amazon Prime, and they're all just trying to get as much content as they can get. Because once, by the way, you know what show debuted 23 years ago today?
How about, I'll just take a guess. Seinfeld.
Sopranos.
Sopranos.
So it's like right now I'm reading the history of HBO, that James Andrew Miller book, and there's just so much unique stuff. You know, when they first pitched The Sopranos, they took it to all the networks, and David Chase took it to all the networks, and they said, yeah, you're doing The Godfather. It won't work. It's already been done. And by the time he took it to HBO, Chris Albrecht, who was running HBO, goes, no, that sounds really interesting to me. And then they took a chance, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I interviewed David Price Chase when I was living in New York, and he told me, and that was right at the start of Sopranos, like 99, I think, was the start of The Sopranos.
Right.
And
today, in 1999.
He told me
January 10th.
Multiple people asked him if he could get rid of the psychiatrist part of the show.
Yeah, that's in the book. Matter of fact, Albrecht suggested that. The head of HBO suggested it. Or no, other way around. Chase said to him, I'm not sure that I'm doing the right thing sending him to a shrink right out of the gate. I think that might weaken the Tony Soprano character. And Albrecht said, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's going to make him more relatable. You have to leave the shrink in there.
That's what made it different from the guy. That's what made it different from all the mob movies was the fact that he went to a shrink.
When Edie Falco first read for the Lorraine Bracco, who played the shrink.
Yes.
When she first read for the part, she thought she was auditioning for Carmella. He goes, no, I want you to play the shrink. And she goes, I'm not a shrink. He goes, wait till you read this part. She goes, oh, I'd do that.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, Peter Bogdanovich, who played
her
Lorraine
shrink,
Bracco's shrink.
Just passed away.
Just passed away. He was a fascinating guy. I came across this story, actually. This is kind of funny. James Cameron. Remember the movie Alien was such a big deal?
Right.
Directed by Ridley Scott. So James Cameron went to 20th Century Fox and said, I want to make a sequel to Alien. And they're like, yeah, what do you want it to be? And he went to a dry erase board, and he wrote Aliens, and instead of S, he put a dollar sign. And they said, oh, yeah, you got us. Aliens with a dollar sign. We're all in on that. Now I'm in the middle of Woke Up This Morning, which is the Michael Imperioli, Steve Sciarrippa book about The Sopranos. And it's fast. And their podcast is great, too, if you've not heard their podcast. They basically do a podcast for every episode of the show. It's really, really cool. All right, coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Key. All right, so speaking of Key, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max from 6 a.m. to daily on 710 a.m., they talked about Brian Flores being fired as the Miami Dolphins head coach today. Key did not like that he was fired at all. He lost his first 7 of 8 games and then won 8 of his last 9 to just barely miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you think this was a good or bad idea by the Dolphins?
I don't get it. I think that you have to ask yourself, Mace, who could do better than that?
Right.
So, which makes me think that Stephen Ross probably has somebody in mind already. Smart people don't fire somebody unless they have somebody else in mind. Or that there was just a personality clash between Brian Flores and somebody above him that they just couldn't work out. But it doesn't make any sense to me.
I have a feeling, and we see this in baseball all the time, it's the not on the same page scenario. I got a text from somebody who would know that Chris Greer, who's apparently the GM or football operations guy, and Brian Flores weren't on the same page. So that's it's that personality conflict wasn't working out. I think Brian Flores would be a legitimate candidate to get another head coaching job right away after the job he did in Miami. He developed Tua. I mean, I thought did a fantastic job. So I think he's going to be on a candidate list for a lot of people.
And it is interesting, too, that, you know, you hear a lot about how it's so hard for black head coaches to get a job. But in a lot of cases, it's harder for them to keep a job. They don't David Culley, this guy in Houston, they're talking about blowing out after 1 year, which, I mean, Houston was a dumpster fire and they had no quarterback. So there may be something to that, too.
Yeah, I think you got to get 3 years to get a feel.
Right.
No, chances are if you're not winning after 3 years, you're done.
Well, the thing about Greg's question is Flores was winning. He went 9-8 this year, and he 10-6 last year.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's what's weird about it.
Yeah, I hope he gets hired somewhere else.
All right, so yesterday at the Colts-Jags game in Jacksonville, you know about the clown out that they had where all the fans were wearing clown outfits and all that kind of stuff. But the Jags Fun and Games department was asking a trivia question on the big board to a fan. She had a multiple choice question with A through C. And and really, the question and answer options don't really matter because the fan said D, fire Balky. Is this one of the greatest stadium answers ever?
Oh, that is fantastic.
That is unbelievably
Trent
Baalke
is the
good
GM in Jacksonville and is one of the, he's fired the coach everywhere. The last 5 years he's been a GM, he's fired the coach. He did it three times in San Francisco, and now he's done it twice in Jacksonville. That is awesome. I wish it, is there sound of that running around somewhere? We should try and find that.
So I found it, but it was really, really bad.
Hang on
and
a
so
second.
I couldn't
I think
put
I
it.
Got it.
Oh, it doesn't sound good, Mace. I went through this.
Kill the music, Laura.
I can't even hear it.
I don't think it's good enough to use.
No.
Thank you. You mean I would have put it in if it was good enough to use.
Yeah,
otherwise,
it's not good enough to use. I tried. It's the old, let me get it on the computer and hold my headset
that way,
up to it and
by
see
the way,
if it works trick.
That works more often than you would think.
I know, it does. It does.
It does, but not in this case.
Not there.
All right, Laura says she's got some. What you got?
Hey, Laura.
So I saw on Twitter that the reporter for the Clippers had a little bit of an accident as she was ending her interview with a player. And I wanted to know, you guys have been in this business for a long time. What was the most embarrassing thing that was caught on camera by you guys or that
so
it happened to
you? What was the embarrassing thing? I don't know.
She slipped and she fell. Like, she fell really bad.
Was it Jamie or Christina or somebody
Christina.
Else?
Christina.
Ah, too bad. No, she's really good.
Yeah, it looked bad. I mean, I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I hope she's okay. She does a lot of stuff for Fox, too. Well, mine is easy. It's one of the two things that happened in Toronto. Either when I got caught putting my makeup on, which went viral, or when Shaq swore at me twice and completely ignored the question when I basically asked him what happened in the game, and he said, if David Stern wants to ruin this effing game, he'll keep putting referees out here like this. And I said, Shaq, we're on live. And he said, I don't give a blank. And so it'd be one of those two. Did you ever have a bad TV moment, Mace? You've had pretty good luck on TV, right?
I've had pretty good luck on TV. You know, there was, I'm trying to think, there was an incident. It wasn't necessarily on me, but when I was hosting Good Day LA, they showed a video of Blurred Lines, the Robin Thicke song.
Right.
And it was a version that had nudity in it.
And they didn't cut it out?
They didn't cut it out, and they cut back to me, and I had to sort of punt on it. try to ignore it, even though they dumped out of it, and pretend like it didn't happen. But there was clearly nudity on it. I'm trying to think anything else. I was doing Good Day LA, and it was Thanksgiving Day or the day before Thanksgiving, and we did the thing where a chef brings out a turkey, and here's how to carve a turkey, and they're showing me how, and I slice open my finger.
Oh, yikes.
And afterwards, Maria Sansone said to me, "Damn, you got the moment."
Everybody wants the viral moment. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I just watched Christina. That is terrible.
Yeah, that is terrible. I hope she's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's harder for girls because they got to, you know, a lot of times they're wearing different shoes and those floors are all super slippery. I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay.
All right. So I was watching the Red Zone yesterday and it stopped on Titans and Texans. At one point, Jeffrey Simmons, the Titans defensive end who wears number 98, came in on offense and was the lead blocker on a Titans touchdown. The play was flagged, and the touchdown did not count because his number is 98, and it was an illegal number on offense. Apparently, below 90 is okay, but above is totally illegal. Why is the NFL like this with these ridiculous rules?
I thought that this year, just this year, they got rid of the number restrictions.
Wear any number.
Yeah.
No, they called it back. They called the touchdown back on Jeffrey Simmons. I watched.
No, they called it back because he had an illegal number.
Correct.
Yeah.
What
I was
the number?
98.
I was under the impression that you used to have to wear a number that was consistent with your position group, but this year they got rid of it. So that surprised me.
Like, they did on defense, not on offense.
Not on offense. Wow.
Really?
Boy, somebody, if that's the case, somebody in that locker room needs to be smarter. Somebody on the coaching staff needs to say, "Hey, look, we're going to get this call back."
That would have happened to me. Because I didn't know that you. I thought all the number restrictions were out the window. Yeah, I mean, I thought that Von Miller's wearing number 40. There's guys on Odell Beckham's wearing number 3. If you're a wide receiver, you used to have to wear a number in the 80s. But I guess, yeah, that's news to me. I didn't know.
Safety's wearing number 7.
Yeah. So yeah. It must just be on defense then, I guess. Huh. Weird.
All right. So Twitter has a new feature. There is now a quote tweet with reaction where you can take a video of with your response and the quoted tweet will show up in the video and you can post that. Hmm. What do you think of this new feature?
I wouldn't use it. I like to keep Twitter simple. Anything that requires me to do more than just type 40 characters and tweet, I'm out.
Or read anybody else's tweets that
I would
have anything different.
I'd try it out. I mean, obviously, our social media team, Carlo, and the people who do our Twitter will take advantage of it. I think this stuff keeps evolving. Just on Friday, we found a way to show me shaving my eyebrow off on Twitch and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter all simultaneously. I mean, I think any of these features is good if it allows people to make interesting content. So, yeah, keep evolving. I don't know if I'm smart enough to use it, but I will try.
How's it going with Cameo?
Cameo, I've done a bunch of Cameo messages. I did a birthday message over the weekend. I keep it cheap. I'm only $30. I don't think I'm making any money at it, but I'm doing a bunch of them, and it works well. Some of the highest price I've seen is Brian Cox from Succession.
How much?
He's $550.
Wow.
And he's worth it. I mean, he's the guy that does the McDonald's ads. Dum 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 dum. He's that guy.
Hmm.
All right, this will be the last one. A Twitter user named Harrison P. Kent IV, who says he is an NFL data analyst, tweeted this out the other day that had people kind of up in arms. Jerry Rice, who laughably ran a 4.7140, would be a practice player in today's NFL. A prime Rice, my algorithm suggests, would be the 193rd most effective wide receiver today. Rice, enabled by coach and QB talent, was somewhat effective in his day, but today's wide receivers are a different breed. What do you think of this statement from
somewhat
Harrison?
Effective in his day? Is that the actual quote? Somewhat yes. Effective?
Yes. From Harrison P. Kent IV. What do you think?
Oh, Harry. Jerry Rice would work in any era. His game was not necessarily speed. He was a brilliant route runner, found a way to get open. I mean, doesn't he lead the league in career yardage? He would
career
be somewhat
touchdowns.
Somewhat effective today? That guy is just a dope.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous take. Guys like Fred Biletnikoff, according to this algorithm, wouldn't even have made it in the NFL, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Of course, athletes now are bigger, faster, stronger, but that's like saying, you know, back in the day, John Havlicek couldn't have made it in the NBA. I think that there are certain guys that can play in any era, and Jerry Rice fits that group.
All right, that'll do it.
That's the best you got today.
I gave you like 6. I think I should have one more. Do you want another one? I have one more.
Is that your
A-game?
I'm
trying to save it.
I want to know. Is that your A-game?
I mean, every day is my A-game.
Because I thought
every
it was soft.
Day,
is that your A-game?
That was, you can call that soft all you want, but it was the best that I got every single day. I got a whole mix of stuff. There was sports. There was entertainment. There was Twitter. You want one more? I got one more if you want.
Yeah, let's have it.
Is it good? Okay. Is it A?
I mean, you decide. You tell me.
Oh, yeah, I'll decide. Yeah.
Mary Mauser, who plays Daniel LaRusso's daughter Sam in Cobra Kai, she did an interview with BuzzFeed about how she saw Reese Witherspoon in Sweet Home Alabama, and that made her want to act. Do you guys have someone that made you want to get into sports radio?
Well, I always say that I went to sportscaster school growing up and didn't even know it. Because whenever I heard a game, it was either Vin Scully, Dick Enberg, Chick Hearn, or Bob Miller. So right then, you wanted to be a sports announcer. When I was growing up, there wasn't sports talk wasn't as prevalent as it is now. There were a couple of guys doing it. There was a guy named Bud Ferrillo in L.A., the steamer.
Yeah, right, Bud Ferrillo. He's famous.
Yeah, Hartman worked with him that did sports talk. Stu Nahan did a little sports talk, but mostly sports talk took off in the 90s.
Yeah, there was a guy when I was growing up in Ohio named Pete Franklin.
Sure.
And Pete ended up in San Francisco
for a while, too, I think.
Pete would just hang up on people. He loved hanging up on people. Now, I'll be honest, I consider myself to be more a talk radio host than just a sports talk radio host. So I got a lot of my, you know, I used to listen to Larry King on the Mutual Broadcasting
Des Moines,
I used to listen to Tom Snyder and watch Tom Snyder on the Tomorrow Show. So I would say those were influences for me more than necessarily sport. I'll tell you who was a big influence on me was Lee Hamilton. Lee Hamilton showed up to every show prepared. I mean, if you don't remember Lee Hamilton, he was on the Mighty 690 when I was doing mornings and John was doing mornings on that station. He would do afternoons, and he was a great role model because he showed up really, really prepared for every show. So I would say Lee was on that list of inspirations.
You tell me, Cardiff by the Sea.
Where are my inland North County
the
callers?
Ladies' line is open.
The ladies' line.
Could we get away with a ladies' line in 2022?
No. And it's not necessary.
Yeah, I don't think you could.
Women have phones and so do men, and they're open to everybody. You don't have to have a designated line. All right, Bert,
now
finished,
that'll do
you finished
it.
Okay. That was A-.
All right. It's an A. Works for
you
me.
You should take that. All right. Always. Gigantic day in the NFL yesterday. Let's open the phones right now because we had so much going on. We'll talk about Rams-Niners, which went to overtime. I think the Rams choked on that game. There were a bunch of things that bothered me about it. We'll get into that. The thriller between the Raiders and the Chargers last night. Did they at some point decide, yeah, we're going to tie, then a timeout changed everything? We'll get into that coming up for you. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.